This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today, in fact we shall conclude this study, of the church as the body of Christ. Already we have looked at the fact that Jesus Christ came to this low ground of sin and sorrow, took upon himself flesh and blood just like we ordinary human mortals. He had a physical body with flesh and bone and blood just as we do. And in carrying out the mission of the Father, the business which the Father gave him to do, he had actual ears to hear the voice of God, to hear the voice of suffering humanity. He had eyes which he saw, with which he saw the multitudes and had compassion, with which he saw the harvest field, with which he saw sin everywhere. He had a tongue by which he taught men how to live, what to do to be saved, how to pray, and how to give the way of salvation to others. He had shoulders with which he carried the burdens of men and carried his own burden. He had arms and hands with which he received little children, free from hate and blood and sin, warm and tender and ready to receive not a fist to hurt but an open hand to help. He had feet always busy, always ready to carry him to the place of service. The different members of his body performed together in harmony to carry out the mission which God had given him into the world. And so we've pointed out that the church, as the spiritual body of Christ, must function as the ears of the Lord, to hear the voice of God, to hear the voice of lost humanity, to be the eyes of the Lord, to look upon the harvest field, to look upon the suffering and the sick and the needy, and his tongue, to say that which is right and pure and true, not to be involved in gossip and slander and that which is impure and vulgar, but to praise God, to tell men the way of salvation. And now today, as the final points of our study, we note that the church is to function as the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ to bear other men's burdens. Paul made this clear in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. We are to bear other men's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And yet at the same time, we're to use our shoulders to bear our own burden. Christ gave us a perfect example of this. When on the way to the cross and others following along weeping for him, he turned to them and said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves." We ought to allow ourselves to fall into self-pity, but with the strength and courage which comes by being a child of God, to bear our own burdens, to learn to cast our problems upon the Lord, to spread them out before the Lord, to cast all of our anxieties upon him, as Peter taught us to do in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Further, the church is to function as the arms and the hands of the Lord, to be ready to bear the burdens of the weak, to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, as the Apostle Paul made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. We are to be busy always ministering unto men. And let us remember that the single most important need of every person in this world is the true message of God Almighty. Let us not allow ourselves to be misled into concluding that men need simply a religious message. Men do not need simply a religious message. They need the message of Jesus Christ. Recall the words of Jesus as recorded in John 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Recall further the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father." I would not be your friend today, I would not be anyone's friend, if I use this radio broadcast to simply bring you some message that I or some other mere human being had invented. The only way I can be your friend on this broadcast, the only way I can really show you Christian love, is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the truth. And so I must use my eyes and my tongue and my ears and my shoulders and my arms and my hands and finally my feet to serve the Lord. I must be busy in carrying glad tidings to a lost and dying world. The church is the body of Christ in the world, his eyes to see, his ears to hear, his tongue to speak, his shoulders to bear, his arms and hands to work, and his feet to go.